I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This is Cinema Classics.
It sure is. So we're not talking about Robert Redford and Paul Newman today. We are talking about Leo DiCaprio.
And Brad Pitt.
Typical Cinema Classics. We have no idea what we're talking about because we haven't seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
No, but I'm excited to see it.
So we need to talk about these two guys. Probably the preeminent Hollywood actors, do you think, at this time? Two males that you would pick who do not have, as far as I'm concerned, the mojo of the first two that I mentioned. Oh. Well, I guess we're trying to mash up, as we sometimes do, these two.
Well, first
two.
Of all, let's jump off there. Paul Newman and Robert Redford. Those guys only made two movies together.
Okay.
But they were lifelong friends. They had an undeniable chemistry. So I'm really curious to see what happens with these two guys.
But right now, we can talk about them individually. Leo DiCaprio, perhaps as the more eminent of the two?
Definitely in terms of thespian abilities.
Okay, that's why I'm interested in that, yes.
From the very start, first of all, he burst onto the scene in this boy's life. You remember that?
Oh, my gosh.
De Niro?
Well,
so he's been acting since he was a kid.
You're talking about Leo very early, before Titanic, which must have been in 97 or something like that.
Leonardo in This Boy's Life. Then very quickly, he popped up in What's Eating Gilbert Grape, Developmental Disability.
Yeah.
And that was an astonishing performance.
Yeah, that was
and
93.
Then he was Baz Luhrmann's Romeo and Juliet.
That was in 96. So
demonstrated right out of the gate, crazy range, intensely emotional. Brad Pitt, who did burst onto the scene in Thelma and Louise.
Yeah.
I always felt early on that he was very limited, even to a degree, I felt. Looked uncomfortable, like in movies like A River Runs Through It.
Part of the challenge there is that he is so beautiful as a human being, where Leo, of course, is, but in a different way. But he's got the Redford look, that charisma that comes from looks. And I think you're on to what may have been his limitation for a long time.
Yeah, I think he was aware of that.
Yes.
And
self-conscious about it.
Yeah, and then he tried to break free of it. You know, he started pushing very early to do bigger, grander, Oscar caliber type things. And he just wasn't ready for it. I personally didn't start enjoying him until...
Seven? Fight Club?
Moneyball. He didn't fully come into his own until Moneyball. Where he looks completely comfortable. He's giving us a nuanced, rich character performance. Just being able to be a character.
Yeah, so you didn't see it in Troy.
I actually love Troy.
There you go, see?
I really loved him in Troy because that part is when they introduce you to his character, Achilles. He's like half God.
Right.
So now suddenly his looks make sense.
That's true. And I had prejudices going into that because of his beauty and his limited acting ability until we hit Troy and realized that he could carry a movie. And then the next sign for me is the Benjamin Button.
Yeah.
You know, I think he really begins to do some good work.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Leo, after Titanic, what do we got here except The Revenant?
Leo became the new De Niro in terms of his relationship with Scorsese. Scorsese and De Niro built one of the great artistic cinematic collaborations of all time. And then, looking for a younger muse, Scorsese turned to Leonardo DiCaprio. Gangs of New York.
A Wolf of Wall Street.
Wolf of Wall Street is their best collaboration.
Yes.
I think. Oh, The Departed.
And he did some great stuff like Inception.
Oh, I love Inception.
Yeah.
A consistently engaging, compelling actor. Shutter Island, another disappointment.
Brad Pitt starts to get close to Leo's range when he does Tree of Life.
Yeah, you know, something happens when Brad Pitt plays a bad guy. Right?
His career takes a big turn up that Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, I'm hoping.
Yeah, I'm hoping too.
Our discussion can end by asking who has received an Oscar of these two.
Well, DiCaprio has for The Revenant.
Revenant, okay.
Right now, as it stands, head to head.
Yes.
Brad Pitt is the better movie star, and Leo is the better actor. Maybe in this new film where they collaborate, something will rub off.
And for our audience, we'll return to this film after we see it and make our determination.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows every Thursday at 8:01 p.m. and full shows online at wcbe.org.